在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The fight for labor rights for millions of domestic workers made significant gains this year during a growing support for an international labor organization-backed convention, despite initial resistance from countries such as China and Indonesia. Senior ILO official Manuela Tomei, overseeing work, conditions and employment, said the convention, currently in draft form,would mark a major step in labor protection for domestic workers.
Huge, because it will lay down what the minimum protection is for domestic workers at the international level. Knowing that nationally there are many countries that exclude from the scope of their national legislation domestic workers.So there is a problem about a lack of norms nationally that could help guide what decent treatment of domestic workers is.
In the June talks, more than 60 countries voted for a set of binding international standards in a convention to protect and empower domestic workers. Asia has the largest number of domestic workers.China is reported to have up to 20 million domestic workers, while in Thailand the ILO estimates as many as 700,000 are employed. In Indonesia, efforts are underway to organise domestic workers with national networks. Labour groups said Indonesia and China are among countries that appeared to initially resist the draft convention.The convention deals with issues including the rights to work, discrimination, exclusion of child labour from domestic work, freedom to organise and engage in collective action, labour contracts, insurance and rights to payment. In the Middle East, rights groups have recently cited Kuwait for failure to protect the more than 600,000 domestic workers from abuses including unpaid salaries,no weekend leave, enforced servitude, and inadequate food. Tomei said a key concern remains the high incidence of child domestic workers in South Asia and Africa. Asia faces regular reports of abuse of domestic workers. Indonesia and Malaysia have recently held talks to reach agreement on protecting domestic workers. Tomei says the convention would mark a major step to preventing abuse once ratified.
The convention, if adopted, and the ILO as an organization could help and support the process of, avoiding or reducing the incidence of abuses against domestic workers. We hear a lot about abuses and violation of human rights of domestic workers. These certainly are tragic instances that need to be addressed.
But she also said there are signs of progress with evidence of proactive action to assist domestic workers as well as incentives for employers. Tomei says she is optimistic that in June 2011,A final decision on the international norms for agreement appeared pretty good. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.